Out from the marsh, from the foot of misty hills and bogs, bearing God's hatred, Grendel came, hoping to kill anyone he could trap on this trip to High Harrit. He moved quickly through the cloudy night, up from his swampland, sliding silently towards that gold-shining hall. He had visited Hrothgar's home before, knew the way, but never before nor after that night found Harrit defended so firmly, his reception so harsh. He journeyed forever joyless, straight to the door, then snapped it open, tore its iron fasteners with a touch, and rushed angrily over the threshold. He strode quickly across the inlaid floor, snarling and fierce. His eyes gleamed in the darkness, burned with a gruesome light. Then he stopped, seeing the hall crowded with sleeping warriors, stuffed with rows of young soldiers resting together, and his heart laughed. He relished the sight, intended to tear the life from those bodies by morning. The monster's mind was hot with the thought of food, and the feasting in his belly his would soon know. But fate, that night, intended Grendel to gnaw the broken bones of his last human supper. Human eyes were watching his evil steps, waiting to see his swift, hard claws. Grendel snatched at the first geat. He came to, ripped him apart, cut his body to bits with powerful jaws, drank the blood from his veins, and bolted him down, hands and feet. Death and Grendel's great teeth came together, snapping life shut. Then he stepped to another still body, clutched at Beowulf with his claws, grasped at the strong-hearted, wakeful sleeper, and was instantly seized himself, claws bent back as Beowulf leaned up on one arm. That shepherd of evil, guardian of crime, knew at once that nowhere on earth had he met a man whose hands were harder. His mind was flooded with fear, but nothing could take his talons and himself from that tight, hard grip. Grendel's one thought was to run from Beowulf, flee back to his marsh, and hide there. This was a different Harrit than the hall he had emptied. But Hygelac's follower remembered his final boast, and standing erect, stopped the monster's flight, fastened those claws in his fists till they cracked, clutched Grendel closer. The infamous killer fought for his freedom, wanting no flesh but retreat, desiring nothing but escape. His claws had been caught, he was trapped. That trip to Harrit was a miserable journey for this writhing monster.